Hello, I'm Martin. This is a very quick set of slides that I threw together because of something, a conversation that I had with a couple of people over the last couple of days. And it's really all about how the web has become very difficult to search. So it's super hard now to find anything. You go on a search engine, they're full of ads, they're full of self-dealing, so it's promotion for the search engine operators, products and services. They're full of SEO spam, and of course now they're also full of garbage hallucinations generated by large language models. So we go to search, do we find what we're looking for? Maybe not. If we're lucky, we do. I'm going to say here, I think this problem is just getting worse. This is just the beginning. Now that so many people are there saying, okay, what can I do with an LLM? What can I get this to generate for me? And you will see agencies advertising their services to generate huge numbers of web pages for you with LLMs. Oh, and hey, some of the ads are actually maladvertisements which deliver malware and compromise your machine. So if you're unlucky enough to click on it, then you might end up with more than you bargained for. So what could we do about this? And back in the day, before Google, actually before AltaVista, before Lycos, there were a lot of people trying to figure out how we connect little independent islands of content, of information together. And I talked about a few of them on this slide here. I'm not going to talk about them in detail because I'll run out of time. But there's one that I think is particularly interesting, which is called Harvest, which is a federated, distributed approach to searching and finding stuff. Okay, the net was a bit smaller back in the 1990s. We've grown a bit since then. What could we do with what we know now, and particularly the information and the tools that we have now? And I'm going to suggest that things like RSS, things like XML sitemap feeds, these are really useful for building a little personal, a customized search. But we also have meta search engines like SearchNG. If anyone's played with that, that sits in front of regular search engines and kind of trustworthy sites. Places like, and I'm going to say it here, Wikipedia. I think a lot of bad press for Wikipedia in the media, but this is a really trustworthy site because of all of the editorial process. So what can we do? Can we kind of stick all these bits together somehow? This diagram is probably too small for you to read, but the boxes in blue are SearchNG and some modules, and it has dozens and dozens of modules for talking to search engines that you know and love, but also to kind of authoritative sources like Crossref for scientific research papers. And the boxes in a kind of yellowy orange, those are the bits that we kind of need to figure out. What if you could plug some personalized search into this? What if we could use things like RSS from Fediverse updates, but without compromising people's privacy and who they want to share that information with? So that's me. I just started thinking about this, but now I've put it in your heads. So I'm really interested in what you think about it. You've got my details up there, or come and find me. I'd love to talk to you about this. Thanks very much.
Thank you.